This is the Awake Athlete Podcast. I'm Jessica Mikowski, mindset coach and plant-powered athlete on a mission to guide all who are ready to great heights in sports performance and life. Through the 10,000-foot view, I share teachings of living awake with the sole purpose that we all realize our innate power to be the masters of our minds. Welcome back to the Awake Athlete Podcast. This is season four, and this episode is going to be all about breath, which I can't believe I have not had an episode yet in all of the preceding seasons and episodes that has been solely devoted to breath, but I know that I've talked about it probably in most of the episodes leading up until now. But breath is so important. It truly is the perfect tool. So we're going to chat a little bit about why it's the perfect tool. And then in the next episode, I'm going to take you guys into an experience, a breath practice that we at Awake Athlete and Yogi Triathlete call pre-race pranayama. And this pre-race pranayama series that I'm going to take you guys through is something that you really want to get into your bones. And it is also something that many athletes have said to us that it has saved their race day performance. So that's incredible. But the only way it can save your race day performance is by doing it. So although we're going to talk about breath in this episode, it's really not going to change anything for you. You're just going to have more data and information or confirming information on the data and the information that you already have. It changes nothing. Experience is what changes everything. We can't just know that positive thinking is going to be healthier than negative thinking. We have to be in the experience. We have to be butting up right up against those negative patterns and behaviors that we've practiced, which doesn't make you a bad person. It's just what you've practiced. It's what I've practiced, you know, fear or anxious thoughts. We practice those things. And in fact, you guys, if we kind of step back and you look at really what is celebrated and consumed and expanded in our world, it really is all of those things that we don't want. So being an awake athlete, it truly is living against the grain. And the cool thing about being an awake athlete is you already have a strong will. You already have discipline as an athlete. And when I speak about athlete, yeah, it could be triathlon. Yeah, it could be running. It also could be somebody who really has a strong discipline to running their household, to climbing their professional dream ladder, whatever it may be. If we're in a human body, we are endurance athletes. So as many of you have reached out and said, I hope it's okay that I'm listening to this podcast because I don't even run. Of course it is. Because the tools are always the same. The work is always the same. It doesn't matter if it's on the swim of an ultraman, if it's the last 10 miles of an ultramarathon, if it's a huge presentation at work, the work is always the same. And one of the most perfect tools, if not the perfect tool, let's just call it the perfect tool of all time for all humankind is the breath. Oh man, it's the breath. So let's just talk physiologically about the breath. Breath is a muscular activity, and it's our greatest interface for our nervous system. So we've got two important things there. You know, we have primary and secondary breathing muscles. And just like all muscles, those muscles can be tight, those muscles can be overstretched, those muscles can be weak, they can be strong, and we can make them even stronger. So we want the pliability, we want the mobility of those muscles, nice and juicy, moving expansively with our breath. We want them strong because they're skeletal muscle, and so we want them to be able to expand and contract. And when we bring consciousness to it, meaning we're aware of our breath, the thing about the breath is that it's always happening right now, so we're fully present. I mean, right there, it's like we could dissect what I just said for years to come, and if you put it all in one little basket, all you need is a little basket, and it's really all you need because we've got presence. We've got strong breathing muscles that are pliable. which also serve as the greatest interface to our nervous system. So we've got the ability to calm ourselves, to get ourselves out of that fight or flight, which is where society lives. And all you have to do is turn the news on to feel what fight or flight feels like. There's a lot of scary stuff out there. Truly, there's darkness in this world. But we have control, for the most part, about what we're consuming. So notice when we get into experience through the practice of meditation, through conscious breathing, through being awake and ready throughout our day, we begin to notice how we feel throughout our day. That feeling is our vibration, you guys, and the universe is vibrational and it answers vibration, not intellectual data and information about what we know we should do. We get back exactly what we're putting out vibrationally into the world. Like attracts like. So abundance mindset is going to attract abundance. A lack mindset is going to attract lack. And then what happens, because we're so powerful, we have no idea how powerful we are because we have free will and we're choosing all the time, that we're creating it all. We're creating it all. So let's back up the truck, come back to breath, because it truly is that thing that when you realize, like, oh my God, I'm like in this total lack mindset, or I'm jealous, or I'm judging, come back to the breath. It will interrupt the process. It will end the creation of exactly what you don't want, because the now moment is the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter what happened before now. Everything that happened before now brought you here. Everything that comes our way is the result of past action. Everything that comes our way is the result of past action. And the only way we can start saving ourselves from further suffering in our life, or the expansion of what's already so good and joyful and abundant in our life, is by moving forward from a moment of awareness deliberately. What is it that we want to expand in our life? And if we find ourselves in a moment where we're expanding exactly what we don't want, the breath is the perfect place to come back, become present in an instant, and then work the mind to shift it towards what we do want. But what the breath is going to do in regards to our energy and our vibration is it's going to calm us down. And the exhales are governed by our parasympathetic nervous system. So we start making longer exhales than inhales, we're going to have no choice but to calm down. Now, it might take 2 breaths. It might take 75 breaths. And that willingness is really up to you. Because if you're feeling charged up in the grocery store line or in the corral before you jump in for your first huge triathlon, you can do these exercises and nobody even has to know. You can still be stepping forward closer to the starting line. You can still be unloading your groceries onto the checkout line, and you can be doing it from a very conscious and connected manner. Now, this is why we really want to have our disciplined meditation practice every day, because then we are meditating with a single pointed focus. We are meditating. And so life calls us to so many things. But if we can anchor into the breath, we will be present through those many things. And we'll also see that a lot of the things that we're doing are distracting. They're not serving us. And a lot of stuff doesn't actually have to be done. The mind loves to make a big deal out of nothing. So when we move from presence, we move from a connection to breath, we just begin to see more truth. Oh, and truth truly is what will set you free. I'm going to read a little excerpt from the Awake Athlete book that I wrote about pranayama. And it's a short little excerpt. So in the book, there is a chapter called The Supreme Science, where I talk about yoga, which is the supreme science. And one of the limbs of yoga is pranayama, which we could also call breath or breathing or breath exercises or breath work. And pranayama is our life energy or life force, the breath of life. And yama pertains to the practice of. Pranayama aids the management of life energy by controlling the rhythms of breath through different exercises. As we put our focus and will on the breath, just like anything, we will learn more about it. As we learn about the breath, we deepen our experience with life force that feeds the breath and is the unchanging energy of our true self. Additionally, breath is an anchor to the present moment because breath is always happening right now. If we put 100% of awareness on our breath, we will be 100% present. When fully present, we can experience life independently of the commentary in our heads. When we operate independently of the commentary, our thoughts no longer dictate our actions without our conscious permission. So it's safe to say that if we can control the breath, we can control our thoughts. When we control our thoughts, we can control the mind, which is the goal of yoga. Furthermore, operating independently of the thinking mind means we have created a gap between the commentary and our awareness. It amplifies our influence over the voice of the conditioned mind and allows us to concentrate our focus where we want it and when we want it there. This leads to increased flow experiences where activity and awareness merge and optimal performances transpire. That's a couple paragraphs from the Awake Athlete book and hopefully lended you a deeper understanding of breath, which in yoga we essentially interchange breathing exercises with pranayama. And one more piece, if you've checked out James Nestor's book, Breath, he talks about slowing the breath down and breathing less. And in fact, in that book, they talk about 5.5 breaths per minute being the optimal number of breaths per 60 seconds that allows for maximum oxygen absorption in the body and the muscles. Also, we know from research that slowing the breath leads to wellness and longevity. So when we look at our sweet dogs, for all the dog lovers out there, our dogs don't live that long because they breathe quite rapidly. But if we look at a turtle, for all the turtle lovers out there, I mean, how can you not be a turtle lover? You know, these big ancient sea turtles, they live for so long because they breathe about 3 breaths per minute. So slowing the breath down, it's going to make us present. It's going to bring us back to our natural qualities of calmness, which is quite powerful. In fact, I go as far as to say that when we are calm, we are invincible. It will lead to increased wellness and longevity in our life and also present moment awareness, which many, many, many years ago, in a scientific study, I believe it was 2001, I've referenced this so many times, and if you're curious about the study, I will send it to you. That present moment awareness is the essence of the psychology of peak performance in sport. So stay tuned for the next episode. Let's breathe. Are the messages in this podcast resonating with you? Is there a spark that has been flamed in a part of you that wants more? Get over to awakeathlete.com right now and click on the homepage link to schedule your free 30-minute discovery call with me. Because if not now, when?